order for you to decide and to live positively, you have got to know your status. So we are encouraging all Zimbabweans, we are encouraging everybody that they should go for a voluntary testing.
And Mr. Rusike, can you come here and tell us what is the significance of Zimbabwean parliamentarians taking this move?
Generally, people look up to their elected leaders. And parliamentarians, as our policymakers, I would like to commend, you know, the move that they have taken, because it will generally encourage the ordinary citizens to also go for voluntary counseling and testing, and also maybe go for the male circumcision program. So this is something that we need to commend the members of parliament, and especially the parliamentarians against the HIV/AIDS.
Honorable Chitando, we understand that today you were tested. To give our listeners a view of what happens, how was your experience today?
The process is just a very, very simple. You go for first for counseling. They counsel you before you have tested, so that gets to know the reason behind and the objectives of getting tested. After that, you go for, they take your blood. After they have taken your blood, it takes about only about less than 10 to 15 minutes, the results will be there. And then you go again for you to know the results. It is very confidential. It is only you and the person who has tested you who will be knowing the results. So it's, and after that, you come out from there, you'll be knowing, you'll be very positive, you are stable, you have decided, everything is now clear for you. And you are starting a really new life, whether you are negative, whether you are positive, you are starting on a new life.
And Mr. Rusike, that has been one of the main issues, that people are in fear of knowing their status and also the stigma that comes behind being HIV positive. What do you tell people to step away from this issue of this kind of stigma?
At least, you know, at the moment, we are living in a totally different situation as compared to 5 years ago, because being tested or testing positive is no longer, you know, as scary as it was 5 years ago because of the availability of treatment. But what I would want to add is that it is important that parliamentarians should also make an effort to take this initiative to the people, to their constituencies, so that VCT services should also be made available within the villages, you know, so that people do not have to take buses and so forth for them to access this service. And to add to that, the ART program, the issue of accessing ARVs, should also be made available at clinic level within the villages, within the constituencies.
Honorable Chitando, many have said that this program by the parliamentarians is political, and that it will not trickle down to the average Zimbabwean, and it would not assist them and help them. What can you say to those people?
First of all, what I can say is that from what I know is that from this program which we have been, that people have been tested, immediately after that, the people are going to go into constituencies, into provinces, into constituencies, and into districts to roll out a program of advocating for people to come and be tested, to advocate for people to have counseling. So I'm saying, no, it's not a political thing.